Tiger!
Order, order.
The Speaker, David Carter, and his colleagues have been away this week, leaving their debating chamber and committee rooms deserted. The only MPs on official parliamentary business were members of the Law and Order Committee who travelled to Christchurch on Monday for a site visit to the city's police station and local prisons. They'll be submitting a report on that in due course, along with their report on the Telecommunications Interception Capability and Security Bill. Due back in the debating chamber by September the 20th, it's the companion legislation to the Government Communications Security Bureau and related legislation amendment bill. That's with the Intelligence and Security Committee, which is a statutory committee, different from a parliamentary select committee and chaired by the Prime Minister, who's also the minister responsible for the GCSB and the SIS. The deadline for submissions on the bill was extended by a week to this Friday, June the 21st. We'll be hearing about one submission in a moment, but first the committee has also received an unusual communication from another committee. The Privileges Committee has decided to take the opportunity, while the Intelligence and Security Committee is considering that bill, to make a couple of recommendations that it also take a look at the role of the Inspector General of Security and Intelligence. Specifically, it's asking for some way of ensuring that the actions of spy agencies do not impinge on the privileges of Parliament and its members. Its interim report reveals that its interest was partly in response to a concern raised by an MP about the SIS pursuing him after he'd been elected. That was Keith Locke, a Green List MP from 1999 to 2011, who sounded a bit miffed that he'd missed out on a credit when we talked to him this week.
Yes, I don't know why they didn't mention my name in that report. I wouldn't have objected at all.
Keith Locke's own experience, recorded in his personal file, retrieved with help from the Inspector General, has made him wary of any surveillance of MPs by the SIS.
The SIS shouldn't have any role in relation to MPs or conducting activities at Parliament, and because if the SIS does detect any actual criminality by an MP, not some broad their definition of what might affect New Zealand's national security, but criminality, like could be in the area of espionage or sabotage or murdering people or whatever it might be, then the SIS's role should be to bring that criminality to the attention of the police, and the police take it from there in terms of the protocols in relation to MPs. So there's no need for any role whatsoever of the SIS in relation to MPs.
Mr. Locke had even less success when he asked the GCSB if he was one of the 88 people said to have been spied on illegally.
Well, I received this very strange reply that the Government Communications Security Bureau could neither confirm nor deny whether the information I asked for existed. There's no doubt that they would have had the names of those people. So to then say they'll neither confirm nor deny whether they know the names of those people is just absurd and wrong and dishonest.
Keith Locke says he's enlisting the help of the Privacy Commissioner. Meantime, he's put in a submission on the GCSB amendment bill.
You know, I don't want to disclose the details of that submission at the moment, but the essence of it is that we shouldn't extend the powers of the GCSB at this time when we really need a much fuller discussion of what the GCSB does, what WAIHOPI does, whether it compromises our independent foreign policy, is the GCSB sufficiently accountable. We need a whole lot more public debate before we extend the powers of the secretive organisation.
Finally, there's another aspect of the bill that concerns Keith Locke.
This is another interesting amendment, and that is incidentally obtained intelligence can be used. So here they're spying on, say, a Sri Lankan Tamil in New Zealand who's helping organise my trip to Sri Lanka, as one was in 2003. They've got a warrant spying on him. Incidentally, they obtain information on me, so they record that and record it in my SIS file, which is what happened, actually.
Former List MP Keith Locke. Parliament's back at 2 on Tuesday. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.